The Truth News Network.
Standing tall before the storm, TNN.
The Truth News Network.
Guts, glory, Dan.
Guts and glory, how about that? Hi, everybody. I'm Dan Newman. Welcome back to Truth News Network. Thank you so much for spending at least this part of the week with me. We're talking about Thursday. Can you believe the weekend's almost upon us? While you're preparing for a great weekend, I hope you're going to have. Don't forget about what's going on around the world right now, that coronavirus. And we found ground zero for that virus. As a matter of fact, we've come up with kind of a half-hearted, funny name for the virus. I don't like coronavirus. Yeah, we need something that sounds more catchy, you know, more commercial. How about this one? King Kongoramus virus. You got to say it slow or you'll miss part of the second word. King Kongoramus virus. I know it may be silly and I don't want to make coronavirus, which is very serious, a silly thing. So we'll just continue to call it coronavirus. How about that? It's been called a lot of things already. But what it will be called if it morphs into the biological epidemic many think it will, it's going to have many other names. You can bet on that. Let me ask you this. Do you think there might be some way to understand a little more about the coronavirus and what we might be facing? Well, depending on to whom you listen, it might be equivalent to a bad cold, or it might just be the trigger to a pandemic. Getting an understanding of this is critical. And you know what? Things are changing so much on a daily basis. What we're going to have to do and what our commitment is for you here, we're going to find it, we're going to report it, and keep it front and center for you every day as it happens in the development of coronavirus and how we're handling it here in the United States. So, February 15, 2020, on that date, we published our first story about the virus and its purported origins. There are dozens of conspiracy theories in circulation about an alleged biological weapons purpose for its creation. Other stories claim it originated in bats, fish, or in a lab in Canada. Another origin story states it originated in lab animals in Wuhan, China. We don't know the truth. Probably the Chinese government is the only entity on Earth that knows for certain how and where it started. Biologists and immunologists are hard at the task of getting it taken care of. Meanwhile, literally every country on Earth is taking emergency actions to protect their countries and their citizens against the coronavirus. That includes the United States. And of course, Democrats have hopped on the coronavirus as the latest tool with which they can attack President Trump.
Right over here, folks. Thank you. Under the ropes, please.
The Senate has a proposal. We'll have something similar, which addresses the need for the professionals to be in place. The president let go a couple of years ago, never replaced them. This is shameful. Puts forth a proposal now that is meager, anemic, in terms of addressing. Is what with Ebola, we did $5 billion. Now they're trying to take the Ebola money and spend it here. So what he's doing is late, too late, anemic. Hopefully we can make up for the loss of time, but it'll have to have the professionals in place, the resources that are adequate, and not be giving, using scare tactics about people coming back to our country.
You heard it for yourself there, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She didn't talk much about the virus or what's going on. All she did was blast President Trump, making some allegations against him that are baseless. We'll get into that in just a minute. You know what? As can be expected, House Speaker Pelosi is not alone in placing blame for coronavirus at President Trump's feet. There's always Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York. During a floor speech, Schumer accused the Trump administration of, quote, towering and dangerous incompetence in its approach to addressing the virus. He continued, here in the U.S., the Trump administration has been caught flat-footed. The administration has no plan to deal with the coronavirus, no plan. And seemingly no urgency to develop one, Schumer said. He continued, this proposal brings desperately needed resources to the global fight against coronavirus. Americans need to know that their government is prepared to handle the situation before coronavirus spreads to our communities. I urge Congress to move quickly on this proposal. Time is of the essence. The New York Democrat said of his funding request in a statement. Now, he put this statement out there and said the Senate is going to pass a bill or attempt to pass an $8.5 billion funding bill for coronavirus. And of course, the president only asked for $2.5 billion. Schumer's not alone from the Senate. Elizabeth Warren, Democrat of Massachusetts, on Tuesday pounded the Trump administration for its handling of the coronavirus outbreak, accusing the White House of absolutely bungling its response to the disease, as officials warned a major increase of cases in the U.S. is inevitable, and as some of the administration fear the crisis could threaten the re-election of President Donald Trump. In a slew of tweets posted just a few hours before the Massachusetts Democrat faced off against her rivals in the latest presidential primary debate, Warren accused Trump of, quote, putting our public health and our economy at risk, arguing the crisis is proving why we need a real plan, and she added, an adult in charge. Based on what House Speaker Pelosi and Senator Warren said about the Trump administration's total disregard for its dangers, and of course, though in Chuck Schumer, one would think the president has just simply ignored the virus and has given no thought to any necessary preparations to protect Americans from its horrors. Guess what? That ain't true. From the White House, quote, today the administration is transmitting to Congress a $2.5 billion supplemental funding plan to accelerate vaccine development, support preparedness and response activities, and to procure much-needed equipment and supplies, Rachel Simmel, a spokeswoman for the Office of Management and Budget, said in a statement on Monday night. We are also freeing up existing resources and allowing for greater flexibilities for response activities. And it doesn't stop there. It goes back even further. Experts in emergency preparedness under President Trump. U.S. Northern Command is executing plans to prepare for a potential pandemic of the novel coronavirus, now called COVID-19. That's according to Navy and Marine Corps service-wide messages issued this week. An executive order issued by the Joint Staff and approved by Defense Secretary Mark Esper this month directed Northern Command and Geographic Combatant Commanders to initiate pandemic plans, which include ordering commanders to prepare for widespread outbreaks and confining service members with a history of travel to China. The Navy and Marine Corps messages, issued Tuesday and Wednesday, respectively, reference an executive order directing U.S. Northern Command to implement the Department of Defense Global Campaign Plan for Pandemic Influenza and Infectious Diseases 3551-13. The document serves as the Pentagon's blueprint for planning and preparing for the widespread dispersion of influenza and previously unknown diseases. U.S. Northern Command said on Wednesday it was directed that the Joint Staff February 1st, to commence prudent planning in their assigned role synchronizing the department's plans for pandemic flu and disease. So, House Speaker Pelosi, Minority Leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, they made their grandstand on February 25th. This first stuff in emergency preparedness was put in place on February 1st, almost 4 weeks before Schumer and Pelosi got going. So let me ask you this. Are there any truths about the virus? Any at all? I mean, we're hearing all kinds of things. Sure there are. In spite of Democrats using it to pelt the president with another Nerf ball, trying to make him look bad, that's what they always seem to do, his administration has been on the job for some time. It appears there is actually a vaccine on the way. You're going to love this. You probably haven't heard this. An experimental coronavirus vaccine is on its way. That's according to top health officials. Massachusetts-based biotech firm Moderna said on Monday of this week that it created its first batch of mRNA-1273 to treat humans for the virus and released it to officials at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases as part of the National Institutes of Health. Hadn't heard about that, have you? I want to thank the entire Moderna team for their extraordinary effort in responding to this global health emergency with record speed. That was Juan Andres, the company's chief technical operations and quality officer, in a statement he gave. The collaboration with NIAID and with CEPI has allowed us to deliver a clinical batch in 42 days from sequence identification. The vaccine will not immediately be available to patients in the general public. It's got to be tested, and the results of those tests need to be compared before it's released. How long that could take is not clear, but it is in place, and testing is underway. What about some U.S. coronavirus case statuses? So far, there have been 60 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the U.S. in total. That number includes individuals who have been repatriated to the U.S. 15 people were in the initial set of cases, 3 more came from evacuation flights, and 42 from the Diamond Princess ship that was quarantined by Japanese health authorities earlier this month. In a White House press conference on Wednesday, the president announced he was putting Vice President Mike Pence in charge of coronavirus prevention efforts effective immediately. The White House had reportedly considered naming a virus czar to be the point person on the disease. Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low, Trump said. We're ready to adapt, and we're ready to do whatever we have to, he finished. The president revealed that of the 15 Americans confirmed to have the virus, 8 have returned to their homes to stay in their homes until fully recovered. 1 is in the hospital, 5 have fully recovered, and 1 is, we think, in pretty good shape and is in between hospital and going home. Trump later said the person was pretty sick and hopefully will recover. Now, let's put those numbers in perspective for you. This is where Americans need to latch hold of this and get a real understanding and not buy into the fear-mongering that's going on. Origin facts of coronavirus are sketchy at best. Who should we believe? But the sheer volume of cases in China and the extent to which the Chinese government has gone to lock down their people to prevent as much spreading as possible has created a very scary environment. The unknown, along with how demonstrative the Chinese have treated the virus, has fed the fear of a possible pandemic, and I hate to use the P word, but yes, it could be a pandemic. The president in his White House briefing was pilloried by reporters regarding the reported lack of immediate reaction on the part of his administration to stem the fears of Americans. Reporters in the room had obviously taken their cues from the media talking heads who on day one of the situation pushed the throttle to the floor in their one concept of the disease and its circumstances. What Americans have heard for several weeks now from the media is, we're all going to die. I know that's a stretch, but the reports are not far from that. Don't say it's not true, folks. You know it's true. Watching the dozen or so disease experts from the Centers for Disease Control and hearing them address concerns from the White House podium should have made reporters in the room a bit more relieved. Not so. In fact, it seemed like many were mad, downright angry that no doctor came to the podium and screamed, hide in your basement and don't come out for months. You're going to die. Those reporters were doing what was expected for them to do, find a juicy story. There's not a juicy coronavirus story, at least not yet. And the president made it clear that he and those in his administration know the coronavirus could escalate to epic levels. He actually said that in the press briefing. He also stated that, according to all the experts, it might not escalate at all. Nobody knows for sure. It's still too young. The president has been derided by members of the media, claiming that he's not taking the coronavirus seriously. Seeing and hearing what Speaker Pelosi, Senator Schumer, Senator Elizabeth Warren blame the president for demonstrates what I feel is their primary objective: denigrate President Trump. Mr. Trump put it in perspective for all when he said this, specifically for a today understanding. Now listen to these numbers. These are real numbers from the CDC. From 25,000 to 69,000 Americans die every year from the flu, somewhere in between 25,000 and 69,000. That occurs even with the flu shot being made available to all Americans and has been for years. We have 60 confirmed cases in the U.S. of coronavirus. You do the math. Mr. Trump was careful to state that the flu numbers are not a fair case-to-case comparison of those with coronavirus because of the differences in timing. It just might spread exponentially, he said, but it might not. In either case, we are prepared as we possibly can be and have the best doctors and scientists in the world working on it every day. The president pointed out that doctors from China, Italy, other impacted countries are daily reaching out to these U.S. specialists that were in the room, seeking help and advice on handling coronavirus cases in their countries. Senator Schumer's slap at Mr. Trump for requesting only $2.5 billion. That's all. Well, it was $2.5 billion in funding to get started on the coronavirus situation. Just getting started. Of course, the president said, we need more, we'll go ask them for more. It was an indication that the administration was caught flat-footed and are certainly not concerned or prepared to handle it, said Schumer. Well, President Trump responded. He stated that he doesn't know of any other time Democrat congressional leaders has offered more money than was requested. They always say, uh-uh, you're not getting that much. The president said, if they give it to us, we'll use it, or we'll keep what we don't need for later. Regarding the House Speaker's slap that you saw or you heard above, President Trump replied to the reporter who asked the question, she's incompetent. All she can think of is attacking me, the president said. This is not, or at least it shouldn't be, a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an American issue that we should all work together to solve. You know what? It certainly comes as no surprise that Democrat leadership is so desperate for any advantage they perceive will give them even a slight edge of the president that they jump on it. I wonder if the pair, Pelosi and Schumer, are even capable of seeing how ignorant their anti-Trump antics appear to the majority of Americans. Think about Schumer's attack. He said this, we're going to allocate $8.5 billion to get the job done right. Trump doesn't care, and he certainly has no knowledge of how to handle this. You know, to be honest with you, in my humble estimation, his saying that makes him seem really childish. What about you? Well, let me respond to Mr. Schumer. First, they haven't allocated a nickel yet. They've not even presented a bill in either house to do so. He said he's got one he's going to present. But most Americans don't know that. Pelosi and Schumer know that most Americans don't know that. And so they're just playing devil's advocate. They're trying to trick people into thinking it's a whole lot worse than it really is. In closing the press conference, the president cautioned everybody to be careful when interfacing with others. He encouraged us all to wash our hands often. I don't know if you'd know this. He's not a germophobic person, but he is very, very cautious and he washes his hands often. They suggested we stay indoors if we feel we have a cold. Be wary of mingling in close quarters with others in public places. Above all else, pay attention to updates from medical professionals as more information and treatments are made available that will attack coronavirus. And news and information about this is coming out many times during the day. You just need to tune yourself in and make sure you're catching all of that. One doctor in the conference mentioned one such test preliminarily is shown to be effective. It'll take a few more weeks of testing to verify its success. And if successful, this particular one, he said, would be available to the public almost immediately. In the meantime, you want a suggestion from me? Enjoy what you're doing. Don't work so hard. You know, all God's on the hook for, folks, is what we need. Anything else is, as we say in South Louisiana, lagniappe. You know what lagniappe is? Same thing as a baker's dozen. You know, you buy a dozen donuts and they'll throw a 13th one in. God's on the hook to meet our needs. And he does if we let him. Anything above that, that's on us. My mom told me one time, money's not everything, Dan, but it sure makes everything else nice. Yeah, it isn't everything, folks. I don't think I've ever seen a U-Haul following a hearse to the cemetery. So just enjoy it, what you got while you're here. That's good enough for me. Hey, thanks for being here today. A reminder, we're going to be here every day, and we'll do a segment each day in which new news comes out about the coronavirus. And don't forget, we're going to go back and use that name that we invented. I like it better than coronavirus. King Kong Aramus virus. That sounds more regal. Maybe I ought to copyright that. Somebody will steal it and use it. You know they will. Thanks for being here today. We love sharing your week with you. And we're on the downside of another week, Thursday. Enjoy the day. We'll see you right back here tomorrow at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper?
Never fear.
TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone.
Catch up with the latest news
during your busy day. The Truth News Network.
TNN. Truthnewsnet.org.